about to be introduced, and we're feeling silly today. So, guest, please introduce yourself. Who are you?
Hello, everybody. My name is Carter. I am absolutely honored to be here. Naomi and I have been talking about this for a while. I'm super into podcasts. As soon as I heard that you guys had a podcast, I was super, like, interested in hopping on. So you guys are, like, low-key making a dream come true for me right now. So thank you so much.
Love it. Carter and I work together, which is how we know each other.
Joe's Italian Deli.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's where it all begins. But podcasts.
Yeah.
Podcasts are how people flourish, because that's also how Pika and I bonded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all podcast lovers here at the Love Note Studio today. This is just one big love note to podcasts. Is that right?
Or is it for someone else?
Well, I mean, it could be a love note towards podcasts, considering how much I love them. But today, we're going to make it about my sister, who I'm very close with. She's 4 years younger than me. I'm 22. She's 18. Have you ever met her?
I've never met your sister.
But have you seen her at Joe's or anything?
Not knowingly.
Okay. Well, yeah, when she's here, she comes in all the time. But she is in first year at UVic right now, and I'm probably more stressed out than she is. I kind of want to take this opportunity to let her know, like, how much I care about her and, like, how, I don't know, proud I am that she's on her own right now. And, I don't know, it's the first time we haven't lived in the same area, so it's kind of a big deal. Probably, again, more for me than her, but, this is a great opportunity.
I want a big brother now. That's so sweet.
Do you have any siblings?
I'm an only child, actually.
Really?
But you wouldn't know because I'm super cool and chill.
You wouldn't know until you listen to her episode of Love Notes and see that she is intimately connected with her parents in a way that only an only child can be.
I just listened to that episode.
So you would know that I'm an only child.
I don't remember that.
Anywho, does Jada know you're making this for her?
I, like, tried my best to keep it a secret. But I was, like, I had, like, 3 songs that I immediately thought of, and then I was like, I need to have a conversation with her to inspire me. So I FaceTimed her a couple of nights ago just to get ready for this. And I tried to, like, be as vague as possible, but she kind of knows what's going on now. She's super excited about it. Doesn't know, like, all the details, doesn't know all the songs. So I'm going to let her know when the episode drops, and she'll give it a go.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. With that, you say the first 3 songs came to you so easily. Let's hear about the first one.
All right, let's do it. Number 1, I think, is Grace 2 by The Tragically Hip. Have you guys heard it?
I think that's also, like, nostalgic for me, like, parents playing The Tragically Hip when I was young.
Are we finally getting CanCon?
Oh, finally, yeah. Oh. No, I'm kidding. We're very good at
We're not going to get kicked off of the radio.
I also, like, just want to give a disclaimer. Like, I do not, like, identify as a music person whatsoever. Like, I listen to, like, really am I allowed to curse?
Good question.
I think.
Send it.
Okay, I listen to really shitty, like, SoundCloud rap music that not a lot of people listen to. Like, I almost made this whole thing, like, Lil Uzi and Young Thug. But, like, my sister doesn't listen to that at all. So I'm by no means, like, trying to impress anyone with my, like, music taste here. This is, like, very much, like, for my sister and I, for sure.
Disclaimer, Love Notes is not a show about music. It's a show about love.
And connection through music.
Exactly. So Grace 2 is our favorite song by the legendary Tragically Hip. Our mom got us into the Tragically Hip at a very young age, and I probably got into it more as an individual over the past few years. And it just hits so much harder now that Gord Downie has passed away. I think it was like 4 years ago. I remember being in like grade 11. Oh, I guess it was more than that. It was like 5 or 6 years ago then.
Jarring to think of how much time has passed.
Yeah, but I love Grace too. Should we give it a go?
Okay. Let's go.
Thank you.
Love it. Canadian classic.
Yeah, so great. Tragically hip. I think we're wondering, with your sister moving away and all, like, what would life have looked like when you guys were together? Like, did you spend a lot of time together, or what kind of things were you doing? Were you listening to music?
Well, we haven't actually lived together for a while. I recently just moved back home, like, as soon as she moved out. So we've kind of missed each other over the past few years, but we've been in the same area. So hanging out would consist of mainly movie nights, movie games. We're both equally as into films, and, like, you'll probably be able to tell from, like, the songs that I chose, but that's, like, what we connect on the most, I would say. So anything movie-related, but other than just, like, superficial things like that, like, I just love spending time with her so much. Like, we're very similar, and, like, I think we've both kind of used each other to, like, gauge how we're each doing as, like, individuals, because, like, we can offer each other, like, really good points of reference, you know what I mean, because we have, like, the same kind of, like, journey growing up together. So that's a long answer, but I don't know, she is, like, such a homie. She's probably my best friend, and I love watching movies with her.
Do you guys have a favorite movie, or do you have different taste?
That's a great idea, or a question, I should say. Joint favorite movie is probably Signs. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. It's like a early M. Night Shyamalan, like, alien movie. That's probably our, like, favorite movie together. We have very different tastes. I'm into, like, slow burn character piece, like, dark sci-fi movie. She's into, like, kind of, like...
That took a turn.
Yeah, she's into, like, I don't know. I don't know how I would describe, like, her movie taste. Like, her number one is Frances Ha right now.
Oh, you're joking me.
I'm not.
You're joking
no,
with me.
No, I'm not.
She's right. Incredible. Yeah. Jade, I love you, girl. Yeah. You're my new best friend, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the best movie ever, so.
She's
especially
a homie.
When you're in, like, a new phase of life.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, a coming-of-age movie for, like, an adult, basically. And, like, ooh. She's, like, in first year of university, so it's kind of perfect.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Before we get too carried away, we'll have to hear more, but what's the next song?
Next song is a Gorillaz song, and this is more for Jay than myself. I would say the Gorillaz is probably her favorite, like, musical artist slash band. I love the Gorillaz. I got into them, like, a few years ago when my uncle showed them to me, and I thought I was really cool because I listened, like, to the Gorillaz, and, like, Rhinestone Eyes and Clint Eastwood are, like, two of my favorite Gorillaz songs. But I chose Dare because it's one of my sister's favorite songs, and she was the one that showed this to me, and it's, like, so different from what I listen to, and it just puts me in such a good mood and makes me think of her. So I love Dare.
Let's give it a
let's
listen.
Do it.
day.
That song rules. I forgot that I love that song, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, you were like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah, we were having lots of fun. Yeah. And by we, I mean me. And I was wondering, as an only child, what was the age gap between you and your sister like growing up? Were you guys always close, or has that come more recently? Were you ever a mean big brother?
Apparently, I was at one point. Not always. I have no memory of me ever being mean to my sister, but there was like... apparently a two-year period where I was not down.
What ages?
Like 12, 13, and like 8 and 9, I think, probably, around that time. I say I don't remember, but I'm giving, like, exact time frames. No, but we've always been, like, hella close, and my mom has always said it's because of our four-year age difference. We were never really competing for the same things from our parents or from our peers or anything like that. But at the same time, we always had similar interests, and she was always kind of like looking up to me in a way and kind of like following my footsteps. And it's been kind of sad, but like also like I'm proud of the fact that she's kind of becoming her own person and not like listening to like Lil Uzi and Young Thug every day like me. It's like kind of upsetting. But I don't know. I'm very happy for her and very proud of her.
That sounds like a really healthy sibling relationship. Do you not have any, like, older sibling grievances? Like, she gets away with everything now that my parents have had me once.
No, because I'm receiving all the benefits now that she's gone and I'm back at home. There's food at home all the time. I get to use the car whenever I want. Like, it's sick. But, no, I don't think I have no grievances whatsoever.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next one.
Next song?
Yeah, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
Next one.
So tell us, what is this next one?
Well, the next song on the list that I chose is less about the music, I would say, although the song slaps, and more about my and my sister's relationship to film and our love of film and the fact that that's the main thing that I would say we have in common. And this song, I believe it's called 28. Oh, no, I don't know what it's called.
It is. You're
there
right.
There was definitely a 28 in there.
28 theme.
Okay. And this is like the main, if you're not familiar with 28 Days Later or 28 Weeks Later, this is the main theme that plays throughout the entire franchise, two movies. But there's a specific scene at the beginning of the second movie, 28 Weeks Later, that has just always stuck with my sister and I. It's so eerie. It's so scary. But we love it so much. Do you guys want to watch it?
Of course. All right. Either you're about to hear the whole scene, if we can put it in, or you're about to hear the theme. Either way,
enjoy.
Let's get into it. Just an editor's note that there's about to be some zombie noises and screaming playing. If you're not in the mood, feel free to... tune back in 3 minutes or so.
Oh,
feel like that scene, which was just appallingly gory, by the way.
Carter highly recommends you should check it out. But
yeah, you should check it out. Yeah.
Apologies for the listener at home. Yeah. I've always wanted to say that.
Whatever you imagined while listening to that, it was worse. And a man left his wife and child in a house.
To be eaten by zombies.
Yeah, to be eaten by zombies.
Well, such the infected. I don't know if they're considered zombies. Okay, the infected. But
he left his wife and child to the infected as he ran. So I think there's an obvious question here, which is, would you, Carter, leave Jada in your house if there were infected individuals in it?
Well, knowing the plot of 28 Weeks Later and knowing how that comes back to get him in the end, there's no way I would leave Jay.
But if you hadn't seen it, you'd be like, absolutely.
If I hadn't seen it, that's another question.
She's being thrown to the wolves.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a weird one. Apologies, but
no,
we love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Have to give it a watch.
Yeah, put on the watch list.
So now that Jada's in Victoria, have you visited her? Is she coming home for Thanksgiving? What's the new schedule?
She's coming home tomorrow.
Aww.
Yeah, I have not gone to visit her yet because I have my own life and I need to study. But yeah, she's coming home this weekend. I think we're going to go see The Creator on Saturday together in theaters.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
You got your finger on the pulse, Carter.
What can I say? But
is there, like, VIF happening right now? Are there, like, obscure movies for you to be watching?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's really hard to get into and get tickets and stuff. There's a standby line or whatever to get tickets that I'm, like, looking at, but I probably won't be able to go, unfortunately.
You'll be watching The Creator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah, we travel fairly well together, which I guess leads into the next song, which is Mona Lisa by Lil Wayne featuring Kendrick Lamar.
And this was inspired by your travels?
Yeah, absolutely. I had to throw a rap song in here just for my own sake. But my sister loves this song too. And we just thought we were going to be funny and cool. Like when we were in Paris in the Louvre looking at the Mona Lisa, listening to Mona Lisa by Lil Wayne, it was probably not as exciting as I'm making it sound. But yeah, this song kind of just represents like that whole trip that we went on last summer. We did like 3 or 4 different countries within like 2 weeks and just spent so much time together. And it was so much fun.
Whoa, that's such a testament to your bond.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Also, before we head in, I have to ask, seeing the Mona Lisa, underwhelming, overwhelming, or whelming?
Probably the most underwhelming experience of my entire life.
Because that's what I've been hearing. I have also seen it. But
yeah.
There's so many other, like, better things in the Louvre to check out other than the Mona Lisa. Like, you probably have to see it just to say that you've seen the Mona Lisa.
Mm.
But spend, like, 5 minutes tops. Don't try to get to the front.
And the crowd is crazy all
the
time.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, disturbing in a way,
yeah.
I think, to see how humans flock to things that are supposed to be important.
Yeah.
And
I don't think she'd get a second look otherwise. Well, hopefully this song is more enjoyable than perhaps the underwhelming experience of the real Mona Lisa.
I got a story to tell, you know that I cherish these. Hope it ain't too many feelings involved. Bitch, stuntin', poppin' bottles, getting drunk with these bitches, and when they leave, they get followed. Fall asleep with that bitch, and really don't know much about her. Then she let us in, we take all of your shit, and when you wake up, she help you try to find it. I love her. I be with bitches, that be with bitches, that be with niggas with riches. I tell her, get him, she say, I got you. I say, no bitch, I say, get him. And they so pretty, and they hair lengthy, he hit it and sleep on her titties. And she give us the worry, come through with AKs, it's a stick up, she scream like a victim, not you. Feeling so silly, I smoke color purple, I'm up in here feeling like silly. Ooh, nappy ass dress, what's that you say? Watch your mouth, Millie Vanilli. Ooh, you can get snakes, you can get faced out by the bitch that you feeling, cause you thought she was an angel, that bitch ain't no angel. I treat her halo like a frisbee, and you tell her your business, she tell me your business. You tell that bitch what you feeling, all of the beans you be spilling to you, she lied through her tea cavities. Feeling, she know where you had it, tell me where it's hidden. She know when you gone, tell me when
in the piss and we breaking your home. And take the specifics and meanwhile the bitch is on vacation with him so she don't get blamed. We don't snatch things, we find out addresses, and we don't leave messes. You'll only know that it's gone when you check it. Then your first thought is to start second guessing. She say what's wrong, he say nothing, keep resting. She say what's missing, how you know something missing? He scratched his head, she say get back in bed. And she gave him some head, boy you can't trust them bitches. And then she say, ooh, I see niggas in this bitch stuntin', popping bottles, getting drunk with these bitches. And when they leave, they get followed. I be with bitches that know the bitches. That's what the niggas we following. Get them on the line, stay two cars behind, and tell them hoes don't be so obvious. Mona Lisa. Long hair don't care, she handle the business and don't ever tell. She bite the bullet and cough up the shell. She tell him, ooh, daddy, let's go to your place. And if he say yeah, then we meet him there. She feed him lies with his silverware. She don't want love, she just want a share. I know a bitch named Liz. This nigga think she is, cause she tell him that it is. So he tell her all his secrets, he tell her all his fears. And then she tell me, and I be y'all ears. Then I go and tell my people, and they already knowin'. And then I call Liz, and she say he coming over. I said, good girl, just remember what I told you. She gave me the salute, I said, girl, you're a soldier. We waiting outside, watching. Pull up, walk up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked, she left it unlocked. They started French kissing, so he didn't see more. Then she let him in, they stopped on the couch. Music up loud with his head in the clouds. Turning shit down, and I scared a piss out him. Piss a nigga off, put the gun to his frown. Nigga, turn around, I ain't hit a fuck around. I ain't hit a fuck around, caught you with your pants down. You know what it is, put your fucking hands up. Liz, that's enough, you can put your hands down. Then he looked dead at her, and he shook his head at her. She a good actress, and you a dead actor. You'll be dead after we get what we after. If Liz call you daddy, she about to be a bastard. Oh, I got way too many bitches that do anything for me, nigga. But thank for me, nigga. Send her to you like she ain't for me, nigga. I hope you alone like bankruptcy, nigga. She pour you a drink. That drink on me, nigga. She slips something in and I bang for me, nigga. Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Mona Lisa out the frame on these niggas. Pussy got you out of character, nigga. You fall for these hoes up your ladder, my nigga. Take everything that you have to. You don't even have an opinion. We have your attention and now you looking on a barrel, oh, nigga. Now she looking for her pantyhose, nigga. We just looking for the casserole, nigga. But she gonna show us where you stash it, though, nigga. Mona.
Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and a promise he could take her to the movie in the mall. Chilling with the liquor on the floor, fourth quarter for a minute on the clock. Black mama with the bow. Paparazzi looking at them both, popping up and take a picture, probably on the internet blog. In a minute, he gonna be admitting that he love her on his mother, man. He wanna meet her mother by tomorrow.
Mona. Lisa.
Pussy good enough, it got him sinning in the walls. And he digging in it like he living in it. Making a new religion with him and a nigga about to go against God.
Portrait in a bad tree, sweet tone like a hummingbird. When she asked him, did he want to make love in a yellow taxi? Never gave two fuck, jumped in the backseat. Woke up in the morning to the Great Gatsby. Then he dogged it again like the bitch Lassie. I'm a dog in the wind, I'm a pit laughing. I'ma call up again like I did last week. Make up with a friend and I'm all jazzy. Britney with a twin and a girl Ashley. Found out that I fucked, he was unhappy.
Bitch, I never let the bullshit get past me. Better yet, I wanna break up, don't you ask me. But no motherfucking double standard acting. Fucking on another nigga, that's a negative alone. But you suck this dick, that's just nasty. Matter of fact, bitch, give me your phone.
No.
You fucking with Wayne?
No.
Bitch, give me your phone.
No. Let me take this call real quick.
Yo, you fucking ringtone, is that the shit that you do? Touching yourself, looking at Kendrick videos. Up on the internet, watching his interviews. I don't know what the fuck lately got into you. Tell me who love you, I bet I love harder. Forgot all the shit that I did for your daughter. The Pampers, the PDL light, and my mama daycare at the school. And she never did charge her. You scandalous as fuck, and I hope you blow up. You know what, I get bucked, let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber, I'm planning no aiming. God damn it, you know that the damage is done. Bitch, I'm emotional cause I'm in stress. I'm not supposed to go through this, I guess. So in conclusion, since you like rappers that's killing their pussy, I'm killing
she
myself
said, daddy, ooh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, ooh, fake smile, ooh. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, she said, ooh, daddy, ooh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, now he get the picture, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, yeah.
You certainly know every single word to that song.
That was the best experience of my life. I had so much fun sitting in this booth. Pretending I was Lil Wayne rapping into the mic. That was so sick. Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, just to fulfill my SoundCloud dreams.
Yeah. We'll see that you've booked the studio.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah. You're just not recording anything.
I'm just
Lil Wayne. But yeah, I could talk about siblingship for hours as like an outside spectator. siblingless, but I feel like from what I'm hearing from so many people that we talk to about their siblings is that the relationship you have with your sibling is more often than not like a result of the way your parents facilitate that relationship. And either encourage you to be friends or get really hands-off about it and just, like, let you guys roam free. So how were your parents involved in, like, shaping the relationship that you and your sister have now, do you think?
That's a very good question. I don't know if I can give, like, a straight-up answer whether my parents were more hands-off or hands-on. But I think they've just always emphasized the importance of family and being on each other's team, especially. Obviously, you're going to have, like, little, like, sibling arguments here and there and stuff, but when it really comes down to it, like, nothing matters more than that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been pretty easy for my sister and I to, like, internalize that. Like, I don't think we really ever had to be, like, told this is how you treat your sibling, you know what I mean? Like, we've always just had that natural kind of relationship with each other. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, my mom has had such a, like, big impact on, like, I would say what we're both into, whether it's film, music, or just, like, other day-to-day stuff. Because growing up, it was mostly, like, my parents got divorced when I was, like, 6 or 7, and my sister was 2 or 3. So we have barely any memories of, like, when we were all kind of together. So it was mostly just my mom and sister and I growing up. Like in small town Edmonton.
Alberta, yeah. Friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, are you from idea. Are you from Alberta as well?
I'm from Lethbridge.
Okay.
Southern
yeah.
Alberta, nice. What I always say.
Yeah, I just say that I'm from Edmonton because no one knows where Spruce Grove is. But
I
it's
thought
like,
you were from Vancouver.
No, I have only been here for like 6 years. I moved in grade 11, which was like the hardest thing ever. So this is perfect. Like my entire like life was uprooted at the end of grade 10, like mm-hmm. We moved provinces, and, like, the only consistency that I had was, like, my sister. Not even, like, I'll say my family in general, but, like, my family was changing as well. Like, my mom got remarried. Like, it was such a big transition. So my sister has really, like, consistently grounded me throughout, like, my whole life, really. Like, she's been the one consistent thing. So that's why it's, like, I'm freaking out that she's, like, not, like, we're not living in the same area. You know what I mean?
I want that, not mm-hmm. gonna lie. Because I moved around so much, and I feel like it would be so nice to look to someone and be like, I mean, you can always look to your parents, but there's just a difference when it's
no,
your
it's
peer
different,
as well.
Yeah.
Like, this person's like your friend that you've always had. Damn.
It's like a best friend that has gone through the same life experiences as you. So
this is why I can never understand it when people are like, oh, me and my sibling just don't talk. It's
I don't
like,
understand that either. Yeah, I really don't get that. Yeah, it's a shame.
Call your sibling today, people, if you're not Jada listening to this. I mean, Jada, you should also call Carter, but in general, call your sibling.
I'll probably give her a call after this just to see how she's doing.
Oh. Lovely. Yeah. Well, you were talking about your mom shaping your taste a little bit, mm-hmm. and if I'm not mistaken, she shaped your fondness for the next song. So why don't you introduce it?
Absolutely. Next song is Tire Swing by Kimya Dawson from the Juno soundtrack, which is one of our favorite family movies.
That's filmed in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The two houses are in Dunbar.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they haven't been torn down or anything.
Yeah, and I think the exterior of the school is Bing, and the field is, like, Point Grey. Like, it's yeah. filmed, like, all around here.
There's a shot in a mall, if mm-hmm. you've seen the movie. And I remember watching it after I found out that it was in Vancouver, and I was like, that's Coquitlam Center.
Oh, really?
It's so random to yeah. see Coquitlam Center in a movie, but yeah.
And Elliot Page and Michael Cera are both Canadian as well.
CanCon.
So
great stuff.
Yeah. Let's go.
I took the Polaroid down. Just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. deliver a painting. For some silly reason, I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baraboo took me to the giant tire swing, gave me a push, and he started singing. I sang along while I was swinging.
The sound of our voices made us forget everything that had ever hurt our feelings.
Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended, even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
So while we were listening to that song, the listener was not privy to this, but we heard the cutest family tradition ever. So please now tell the listener about this family tradition. Thank you.
Sure. This is probably like one of the cringiest, most embarrassing things that I do. And I pretend to hate it secretly, but I love it. And whenever my mom and sister and I, whenever we're together and the song comes on, we have respective parts, like during the three-part chorus or whatever. So my mom comes in first, my sister is in the middle, and I come in strong at the end and finish it off. And I don't know, I love it. I pretend to be reluctant, like in the car whenever we're like driving. I'm like, guys, like, not again. But I'm like, all right, I'm so down. But yeah, that's super embarrassing. But
I completely object to the fact that you say it's cringe. If anything, I'm like, I need two kids right now sing the three parts of that song with them.
Yeah. I wish that, like, I had such sweet family traditions. Like, when I think of things that my family does with music, it's like, this is the song that my dad plays when he really wants to annoy us. Oh, and, like, so is that song, and so is that one.
That's also a classic.
Such a classic. Such a good movie, too.
Juno is a great movie. Mm-hmm. And it's so charming. Makes me romanticize life in suburban North America.
So good.
I can't remember if siblings feature in that movie. Not that I remember, but there's lots
Juno has a younger sister who's like, something's wrong with her.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember
her name's,
that.
Like, Libby or something. And she, like, has, like, a, I don't know, something's wrong with her. Something's up. Whatever.
Good thing that Jade is normal and not weird, no, like, Libby.
Something's up with her, too. I don't think her name's Libby. It's, like, Maribel or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Do you have any movies that, like, exemplify sibling vibes that you like?
Sibling vibes. I don't know why this is the first one that came into my head, but there's a horror movie called The Lodge.
I haven't seen that.
It's messed up about, like, family dynamics, but it's about a brother and sister who just go through it, and they're, like, side by side the entire time. I don't think it's a good movie, but, like, it just stuck with me. I don't know why. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Through thick and thin. I like that. Yeah.
Are there any movies that you can think of that made you jealous of siblings?
Mm.
Like Little Women?
Oh, my God. That's the perfect example.
Because they're all sisters, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's just the coziest movie. It's almost Little Women season, I would say. And, yeah, I just wanted sisters so badly while watching that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted Lori to live next door, to be quite transparent. But
yeah. Honestly, I thought, like, in Little Women, they're always, like, writing plays.
Yes!
And, stuff, and like, you better believe I was doing that with my sister. I was, like, sitting at the laptop, like, you're going to be, like, this character who needs money for food, and I'm gonna be like the rich girl who has money for food, and she was like completely not down.
Okay.
Okay, I thought of a better answer than The Lodge.
Okay, go.
Okay, I've already talked about it, but Signs. You guys have to watch Signs.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us a gist.
All right. Father, played by Mel Gibson. Oh my God, I almost forgot.
Whoa.
Joaquin Phoenix, younger brother.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know the child actors. I do. Abigail Breslin. It's her first role, I'm pretty sure, as the younger sister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, the little brother. But it's a family dynamic. The mom passed away. That's not a spoiler. That's, like, first few minutes, okay?
Thanks for clarifying that.
And it's just them facing with an alien invasion. And it's super small scale. Like, I love alien movies that are, like, large scale, like Interstellar and Arrival, but it's an alien invasion movie that takes place in one house of a family, and the brother and sister are, like, the cutest ever, and they're there for each other, and this is one of my sister's favorite movies. It's one of my favorite movies, so that's a much better answer than The Lodge, although The Lodge is good.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. That is really inspiring me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a classic. It's like, the siblings are kind of in the hardship together as the parents are kind of,
like,
the main
deal
characters.
With everything, yeah, for sure.
You're going to die in a zombie apocalypse is what I'm learning from this. You need a sibling to protect you.
Or an alien
invasion.
Yeah.
You're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I love sibling sci-fi movies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a theme emerging with you and your sister and your shared taste.
I might have to put Signs in my top four right now.
On Letterboxd?
I think I might have to.
Is your sister also on Letterboxd,
assume? Oh, of course. Give her a follow.
I will. I mean, that'd be a little weird. We've never met, but
it's okay. I follow so many people on Letterboxd that I've never met in real life.
One time, I was outside a movie, ran into someone I follow on Letterboxd? And Twitter. And I was like, hey, like, I didn't know you lived in Vancouver. I follow you on Twitter.
How'd you know? Because they're, like, a movie influencer or something, or what?
Like, she kind of posts a lot of selfies on Twitter. So I just recognized her. It was really
fun.
That's
sick. That's my dream, is someone recognizing me from Letterboxd. They're like, oh, Carter? Like, from Letterboxd? Like,
but your profile picture isn't even your face.
Whatever. Thanks for knowing my profile picture, though. Do you know what it is?
Oh, quiz time. I don't think so. Let me think. Let me think what it would be. Is it, like, no, I don't know.
It's okay. It's art that I made of Leon the Professional. I'll show it to you later.
Next time I'll know. So you have a lot of shared taste with your sister, and you said that she's, like, grew up kind of liking the same things as you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a lot of the same personality traits, or is it, like, compatible opposites kind of thing?
I don't think it's compatible opposites. I think it's compatible. What's the opposite of opposite?
Identical.
Yeah, maybe.
You guys are,
no,
like,
we're not, like,
twins.
Well, I mean, we used to be for sure. But like I said, she's kind of, like, evolved into her own person in the past few years, which I'm, like, really happy about. I would say We're, I would say we, like, we have the same sense of humor. And the only, like, differences, I would say, are a result of, like, the 4 years that we're apart and maybe, like, subtle gender differences that are just inevitable. But, like, if we were born at the same time, I would, like, we would probably be, like, even more of the same person.
Do you guys have any differences that ever caused any conflict? Or it sounds like it was smooth sailing, so maybe not.
It's honestly been all smooth sailing except for that, like, 2 years that I don't
when
remember.
She was 8 to 9 and
yeah.
You were
up to 13. Yeah. Sorry, Jay. Love you.
I hope that if I have kids and multiple, that they get along that well. Mm-hmm. That's really special.
Yeah. I think I want 2 kids just because of the relationship that I've had with my sibling, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, I always think I only want 1 child because of the relationship I have my,
with your
my
parents.
Parents.
Right. That's so interesting.
Fine. Yeah. I'm going to brawl in the parking lot later about this. Yeah, that totally, I think I've met so many people who want the same thing that they grew up with, unless it was, like, bad. But I guess we're just lucky ducks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Lucky ducks all around. So I think that we're getting close to the end here. We are approaching our last song. And Love Notes tradition has it that before the last song, the guest gets to speak directly to the person that they love. So, Carter, you can take it away. You can talk directly to Jada and say what you need to say.
Okay, I'm so nervous. Hi, Jay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, homie. Super excited to see you. I think I might be picking you up from the ferry terminal, but I'm going to try my best to get out of that.
You should really clarify logistics right now on the podcast.
Like, what do you mean?
Where to meet her and like...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'll be there.
Coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll come out afterwards, but you'll just get things clarified in your head now.
Yeah, just in case I missed you tomorrow. You'll know on Tuesday where to meet. No, but you are my best friend, Jay. I love you so much. I have never been so close with someone, and the thing I value most about our relationship, like I said, is the point of reference that we give each other. Just kind of checking in on each other, knowing how you're doing gives me context about my life and how I'm doing. So I appreciate you so much. I'm so happy that you're thriving at UVic right now, and I'm excited for the creator on Saturday. Let's go.
Aw.
Thanks, guys.
So what's the last song we'll be listening to?
Last song I added last minute. But my sister loves Tyler, the Creator. I love Tyler, the Creator. We went to his concert last year at the PNE. Was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I chose See You Again featuring Kali Uchis, which is like one of the most beautiful like rap hip-hop songs that I listen to. I listen to a lot of bad SoundCloud music, like I've been saying, but I'm proud of this one.
Okay, 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 okay. You live in my dream step. We look at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You live in my dream step. Anytime I count, she. That's the only time we make up, make up. You exist behind my eyelids, no, I don't wanna wake up. 2020 vision. Cupid hit me, Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. And I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. And I don't know if I'ma see you again.
I said, okay, 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 dokey. My infatuation and translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, I ain't met you. I've been looking, stuck and waiting for. I stopped the chasing like an alcoholic.
You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean? It's them roasted and cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh. 2020, 2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of, sick of, sick of, sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes. So
can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war. I don't know if I'ma see you.
So that brings us to the end of our 8th episode of Love Notes.
Thank you so much to Carter for coming on. Seems like his sister is lucky to have him, mm-hmm. and he's lucky to have his sister.
Their relationship is blissful to an extent that I can't even imagine.
We'll not tell your sister that. And we'll be back in 2 more weeks, mm-hmm. and Pika's sister will actually be the guest, so that's fun too.
Yes.
If
lots of family love lately.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about.
If you have romantic love to share, reach out on our Instagram.
We do
username
have an Instagram.
LoveNotesCITR, because too much family love lately. Need to get back to the real stuff.
No,
the real lasting love.
This is
the boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's absolutely the opposite of what
just kidding
the vibe of the show is, but yeah, anything you'd like to share, yeah. We'll see you again every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Love Notes. Thank you guys so much. All episodes on the CIT website if you'd like to hear more.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Peace.
Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. Skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.